Backseat Box Office, episode number 7, for the weekend of November 5th through 7th, 2010. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Andrew.
This is Jonathan.
We are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. How are you guys doing this week?
I'd be ashamed. I'm considering seppuku. It's a dark, dark day.
It was rough.
I'm happy.
You would be.
You should be. That's fair.
Yeah, it was a check the early estimates on Saturday morning and just kind of ruined my whole weekend.
That's kind of sad that would ruin your whole weekend. This is just a podcast. But I guess since the raise you got last time, it's more serious now.
It balances out. So how'd you feel about this weekend, Jonathan?
I was pretty damn happy. I mean, like, I didn't have so much luck with my first two picks, but then again, none of us did. So the rest of it, you know, I called it. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, the first two picks were weird. That was surprising.
Well, none of us, I guess, thought Saw was going to do that well. And I guess we didn't expect Paranormal Activity 2 to drop so quickly.
It dropped hard and fast.
Almost.
I had kind of a sense that Saw or Paranormal Activity was going to do well and the other wasn't, but it was just like, I don't know which one it was. So, and as bad as the Saw franchise has been doing lately, you know, it's like, maybe.
Well, I know one of you mentioned last week that being the last Saw perhaps would get a bump off of that, and it certainly seemed to.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that. And between being the last one and being 3D, I think there was some magic was played there. Someone sold their soul. And this movie got quite a little boost there at the end.
Now, the real question is, how long until we're going to get the announcement for Saw 8?
That's a good question. The question... Somebody brought up the Saw movie. I was back and forth with T. Morris the other day, and I did a little bit of research before and then while I was talking to him. Interestingly enough, the worst of all the Saw movies was the last one made, and if I'm not mistaken, it has made more money in its worldwide release than the production budget of all 7 Saw movies combined. And that was the worst of them.
That's an impressive number.
Yeah. And now granted, we haven't seen how this one's going to run out for its worldwide total, but it's already got 22 million US in its first week, which is more than its production budget. It's safe to say that it's financially successful.
Well, we're talking about the results. Do you want me to run down real quick how everything did this past week?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear it.
Well, at number one, surprising at least the three of us, we had Saw 3D with 22.5 million. Dropping to number two was Paranormal Activity 2 with a gross of about 16.5 million, dropping about 60% from the previous week. At number three was Red, as Jonathan predicted. It was down to 10.7 million. At number four, we had Jackass 3D with 8.5 million. At number five, we had Hereafter with a weekend gross of 6.4 million. And of course, Jonathan got 3 through 5 correct, where Tony and I only got number 5 right.
Yeah, Jackass has been dropping very quickly. I mean, in our defense, Jackass dropped 60% and Red only dropped less than 30%. That's impressive. Yeah. And kudos to Jonathan for calling that shot.
He called it exactly. He even explained what would happen.
Yeah. He got all of his friends together and went and saw Red and forced the issue. Damn him and his community.
I still have not seen Red. I want to, but I just still have not had the opportunity. So.
Yeah, I want to as well. And I think the next movie that I'm going to be seeing is Megamind. Because Holden asked, can we go see that this weekend? So, yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to be seeing that one this weekend.
I want to see Megamind, but after watching Despicable Me, I'm worried that they're going to be too similar.
I see. I haven't seen Despicable Me.
That sense from the... Sorry, I think I'm about like half a second behind.
So. Yeah, there's something weird going there.
But I was going to say, I didn't get the sense from the trailers that Despicable Me was all that similar to Megamind. I mean, they're both... You both have the bad guy as the main character kind of thing, but, you know, Despicable Me had the family aspect, and I don't know, I could be wrong, but this one just seems more like a Dr. Horrible kind of thing. So.
Yeah, and the sense that I got from the trailers for Megamind was that he's should be the bad guy, but ends up that the Superman type character, something happens and disables him, so he's the only one left who could be the savior. So he's like, yeah, but I'm supposed to be the bad guy, but I guess I should be the good guy this time. At least that's kind of the sense I got from the trailer. I could be way off, but that's just kind of the impression I got from it. And my only
in 3D, isn't it?
Probably. This is probably in 3D. And my only real experience with Despicable Me comes in the form of, once again, Sausage Fest. I don't know.
I thought we weren't bringing that up this week.
I did say this would be the last week we'd bring it up because we would announce the final total. And the final total was, for the record, $580.06.
Woo!
Yeah, that was very impressive. I'm very pleased. But the funny thing was, Andrew, you were gone already by this point. Jonathan, I don't know if you remember them, but the little... do you remember the costume people? I think they were at the masquerade, and then they were, like, going to the room parties, and they were, like, the little Despicable Me workers. All of a sudden, this group of people in, like, yellow jackets and stuff, like, funneled into the room. And the way the room was set up, we had two beds and this bar going across it, but the bed that Jonathan was sleeping in was fairly close to the wall. They lined up next to that bed along the wall and just started this beeping kind of talking really, really loud. And there was like seven of them. And of course, once they start, at first you don't really hear them all that much, but people all of a sudden stop conversations and look at them, which then they get louder. It's not that they get louder, it's just that there's less sound in general. So this effect kind of expands throughout the room. So all of a sudden you hear just beep talking really, really loud in this little hotel room. And there's like seven or eight of them. And everybody's looking. Just looking at them, not saying a word. And then one of them says, Despicable Me. And I was like, what the hell just happened? Then they just all funnel out and go outside. It's like, this is the most bizarre thing that ever happened. And then
that was actually
fairly early on in the night. Things got more bizarre later. But it was an interesting threshold for bizarre to be set and then to be exceeded later.
Nah, so. I must have been, because if it was early in the night, I would have been, you know.
You were outside, I think, at the time.
Cognizant, but I must have been outside.
Yeah, I believe you were outside. And they did go outside. And I thought they were doing that outside, but I think outside was just a different atmosphere. And I think they might have just got completely ignored when they went outside. So I don't think they lasted real long.
Yeah, outside was kind of insane.
You could
say that.
There
was more than a little bit of insanity going on there.
Yeah.
Just a touch.
That's
just a touch.
Fair. Okay, and there ends Sausage Fest for this year. I will not bring up Sausage Fest again. If it comes up in conversation, I will talk about it, but I am not going to transition into it again, hopefully.
All right.
This year.
Well, Should we look forward, now that we've kind of talked about the past, should we look forward into the future at the movies that are coming out this coming weekend?
Yeah, we've got three big releases this weekend in three very different genres, which is going to make the predicting interesting.
Yeah.
Especially since these three movies don't even correlate to the top three or four movies at the box office this past week. So there's not really good, you know, oh, this movie is going to knock off this, you know, another movie of this type. You know, it's there's nothing like that. So it's going to be, this one's going to be interesting, I think. So the first movie we have, and I mentioned it earlier, Megamind. CGI animated, Will Ferrell, Tina Fey as the principals. Isn't Brad Pitt the other?
Yeah, Brad Pitt's in there.
Yeah, he's in there. In looking at Rotten Tomatoes as of Wednesday night, it's rated at a 53. That is only with 17 reviews, so they don't consider that enough of a consensus. But the audience, 82% of the people want to see it, which is about 14,000 of the 17,500 that have voted. Let's go ahead and use Rotten Tomatoes for their synopsis as well. The most brilliant supervillain the world has ever known, and Megamind is the most brilliant supervillain the world has ever known, and the least successful. Over the years, he has tried to conquer Metro City in every imaginable way. Each attempt has been a colossal failure, thanks to the cape superhero known as Metro Man, until the day Megamind actually defeats him in the throes of one of his botched evil plans. Suddenly, the fate of Metro City is threatened when a new villain arrives, and chaos runs rampant, leaving everyone to wonder, can the world's biggest mind actually be the one to save the day? It's rated PG. So that's one of the films that is being released this week. Let's see. The next one is Due Date. That's the one that is starring Zach Galifianakis and Robert Downey Jr. Rotten Tomatoes has it as a 42%.
I was going to say the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
yeah. The
Wannabe.
It has that feel.
It definitely has that feel. It's got a 42% rating right now, and that's out of 33 reviews, which I guess actually must be enough for it to be considered consensus. interestingly enough, 90% of the people who have voted want to see this, which equates to about 22,000 of about 24,500. And the synopsis on this one is, a high-strung father-to-be is forced to hitch a ride with a college slacker on a road trip in order to make his child's birth on time. So yeah, that's got a very, very definite Planes, Trains, and Automobiles vibe.
I saw the preview for this in front of Red, and I'm actually pretty excited to go see this. I think Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis are going to be hysterical. And, of course, Jamie Foxx shows up and Juliette Lewis later on in the movie. And it looks good.
It looks like a movie I'm going to have fun with. I like Zach Galifianakis. Robert Downey Jr. has not disappointed me in the last couple of years. And then finally, we have Four Colored Girls.
I'll see Red before.
Well, that's probably a good idea. I mean, Red is probably more entertaining on a higher level, but I think Due Date's gonna be great for just some cheesy laughs.
Yeah, if I had the time to see Red, I could see this being on my list, but since I haven't,
right.
And lastly, we have For Colored Girls, which the tomato meter rates at 22% with 18 reviews, which is not considered a consensus, but that's not very promising yet. the audience is 58% want to see it, but that's only out of 3,100 total votes. Mm. So now, granted, this is... another thing to consider with this, this is a Tyler Perry film, but it's based on an Obie Award-winning play by, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this name, Nitozaki Shang, maybe? Something like that. And the actual name of the play is For Colored...
I thought you weren't going to try to pronounce it.
I said I wasn't going to try to pronounce it. And I don't think I really tried. To be true, fair, I don't think I really tried that hard. The actual name of the play is For Colored Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough. And it's a poetic exploration of what it is to be of color and female in this world. And from some of the other things I saw about it, it seems like it's going to be a very, very dark piece. Topics such as rape, abandonment, abortion, just a very generally dark film from everything that I've seen about it. It's got an interesting cast, though. Janet Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, Felicia Rashad. So it's got some pedigree in its cast, and it's directed by Tyler Perry. So that one is going to be it's speaking to us boys. I think we are the audience for this film. I think it should be our goal to see this movie this week.
Right up.
Forget
our alley.
Everything else. We need to look for midnight movies. I think we all need to have written reports for next week. Okay. I think we're better now. I never did stop recording, so we can just cut that piece out. But all right, so
For Colored Girls, a must see.
I think so. Well, I think we all need to see it.
The weird thing about, and not really the weird thing, but I guess the interesting thing and the thing that'll make the decisions really difficult is that Tyler Perry's movies don't have much, get much love from Rotten Tomatoes at all. Like I don't have the right page open, but they don't tend to do very well. I'm not sure, but like one or two of them has gotten above 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, but they make major bank at the box office. Why Did I Get Married 2 made $30 million in its opening weekend. So, and it only opened in 2,000 theaters. So
that's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it's, for that small of an opening.
Yeah, and get this, Madea Goes to Jail, $41 million in 2,032.
Wow, and I haven't looked at the budget on those, but I would bet they don't have really big budgets from.
So Tyler Perry's Why Did I Get Married 2, $20 million budget, made $60 million domestic.
Sounds like a win to me.
Yeah. Can't complain with that.
He keeps getting work for a reason. Brings in the money.
Yeah.
Let's see. Madea Goes to Jail. Oh, we don't have a production budget for that. But it made $90 million domestic.
Yeah, I would bet it's below $90 million production budget.
I would hope so.
Yeah. If not, somebody's skimming. I'll say it. Somebody's skimming. If that thing's making more, if that thing has a higher production budget than that, either that or somebody's funneling off production budget from another movie onto one of these because they know it's going to make its money back.
Hey, getting that guy in that costume, that takes some money. Take some time.
He's writing himself a big paycheck as producer, producer, director, writer. He just signs over half the. I make 50% of bank. Why? Because I do everything. I'm an actor. I'm a director. I'm a producer. I'm a writer.
So we got these three very different movies.
Yes,
so
we do.
How do we think that's going to work out this weekend? Or how do you think that's going to work out this weekend, Tony?
That's a great question, Andrew.
Hey, Jonathan, how do you think it's going to work out this weekend?
Please, go. I think we established earlier that the new rule was the winner goes first.
Hey, I was just waiting for my cue.
Do it.
All right, well, here are my thoughts. Jackass, gone. Hereafter, gone. The rough thing is going to be like... Do the horror movies stay? Do they go? I think Saw 3D, this is probably a terrible idea, but I think Saw 3D is gone. I'm going to say that it drops off the charts after its first weekend.
Wow.
I think based on the reviews it's got and the fact that it's not Halloween anymore, And, you know, I don't know how many theaters are going to convert over from Saw 3D to Megamind 3D, but I don't know. I just...
Didn't I hear one other comment before you say before you say too much more? Am I wrong in understanding that Saw 3D is only being shown in 3D? Did I hear that right?
I don't know. It could be.
I'm not sure.
Sorry, I thought I heard that somewhere.
It would be a little bit weird to like ask for the tickets to Saw 3D 2D.
Yeah,
but
that's true.
I don't know.
Then again, Jackass 3D. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, so really it kind of sucks to be doing this on a Wednesday because we've got all of 2 days worth of weekly box office to look at. But so that's my guess, is that Saw 3D is going to drop off because I think Paranormal Activity is going to do well enough to stay on. And I think Red is a different enough movie from everything else that's out. You know, for me anyway, I've got no idea what's going to happen. So I'm just like, variety. People who want to see Paranormal Activity or Saw 3D, I think they're going to go to one or the other. And so I think those, like the horror movies, are going to be the battle for who stays on. So I will say that Red drops to number 5. Paranormal Activity 2 is at 4. Let's say,
and this is where it gets interesting.
Yes, it does. Let's say Megamind at 3, which I don't really like doing that because it's a family movie and there isn't one really out at the moment, but whatever. For Colored Girls 2 and Due Date number 1.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be very happy next week, so I'm reveling in my success this week.
All right. So do we flip a coin, Andrew, or I'll let you go. I've always gone first.
I'll throw mine out there this week. I'll go second here. I keep staring at this.
It's not easy, is it?
It's not. It's not. The first three are tough because it's kind of a dart. What demographic is going to show up most this weekend to see their particular movies? I mean, are a bunch of families going to go out and see Megamind? Are a bunch of people like me going to go out and see Due Date? Are a bunch of people not like me going to go see For Colored Girls? I don't know. I think at number 1, we're going to have For Colored Girls. I think at number 2, we're going to have Due Date. Number 3 is going to be Megamind. Number 4 is going to be Saw 3D. And number 5 is going to be Paranormal Activity 2. And I can't wait for that one to drop off so I can stop saying it. I have trouble getting it all out without lisping. So,
right. I don't think there's going to be an issue with having the two horror movies.
I'm just looking at the numbers, and obviously I've been wrong with this before. So I'm not saying anyone should agree with me, but... You know, we've got Saw bringing in $22 million. So let's say it drops 60%. That's going to leave it right around $10 million for the week. Paranormal Activity 2 had $16 million. So, you know, if it drops 50%, they'll put it right around $8 million. Red brought in $10 million last week. And so if it drops a conservative 25%, that's still going to leave it around $7.5 million. So I think I'm just going to play percentages and hope that my math is better this week.
All right, I guess that leaves me next. I looked at some of the daily numbers to see if that would give me any indication of things. One of the interesting things was, did you guys know that on Monday, Jackass 3D was the number 2 movie at the box office?
Holy crap.
That's weird.
Hang on a second. What numbers are you looking at?
The daily numbers.
For Monday?
Monday.
I've got Jackass 3D as number 3.
Was it number 3? I thought I saw it number 2. I could be wrong. Anyway, but
for
it shows
today, Red is number 2.
Yeah, for yesterday, for Tuesday, it shows Red at number 2. I think that's going to color what I'm going to do here. So I'm going to go in reverse order, bottom up. I'm going to say number 5. Number 5, Red. Number 4, Saw 3D. I think it's still novel enough that it'll stay that high. And I think Red's just low enough that it'll stay at number 5. But I think Paranormal Activity is gone.
So you're having trouble saying it now.
Yeah, thank you. I've caught that from you.
You're welcome.
Number three, I'm gonna take a different approach with number three and say that For Colored Girls is going to be number three, and I'm going to use the reasoning that while Tyler Perry's movies do well, Tyler Perry's name is in front of his movies, like it's Tyler Perry's whatever, and that's the title. His name is not on this movie, on the title. And until we started talking about it here, now granted, I understand that the target audience for this movie probably knows that it's his. I think there's also that they're also aware enough that this is not a comedy, and I think that's gonna hurt it, at least in box office, where it could get a different type of critical acclaim. I don't think it's gonna necessarily translate to a box office. So,
but do you know whose name is on it?
Oprah.
That's right. Oprah has a little bit of appeal in this country up until
she does.
I hear she's good for book sales too.
Oh my God. I wish that like one day I could get Oprah Winfrey to say that she thought my book sucked, because she would mention my book or even my name. That dude's an ass. You know what? That would translate into like 10,000 downloads on every podcast I've ever done.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone will just go see what's so bad about it.
Yes.
Oprah hates it. Let's go listen to it, then make fun of it.
Exactly. Get even more people listening.
I mean, you also have Janet Jackson in that movie. I mean, you got some big names.
I know. I'm taking a risk. I'm taking a risk.
Let him have his list.
I'm taking my risk. I'm shooting myself in the foot, as it were.
I did it with Saw 3D. We're allowed, you know.
That's true.
We all did that.
Hey, this is November. This is National Novel Writing Month. We're allowed to suck. That's the rule for November. You're supposed to suck. Wait a minute. That's only at writing.
No. You just have to grind through it, right? Doesn't matter if it's good or not. Just grind.
I just have to make 50,000 words appear. All right. So number two, I'm going to say Due Date. I'm gonna bank on Megamind being number one. There hasn't been a strong family movie in a little while. Even Owls of Ga'Hoole only kind of came up on the back end, and it still didn't do really well. Plus, Will Ferrell and Tina Fey are big names.
See, Robert Downey Jr. and Bearded Guy.
Oprah Zach Galifianakis?
Bearded Guy. Oprah and Janet Jackson and Will Ferrell and Tina Fey in an animated movie for the kids. How do you pick this crap?
It's rough. Seriously. It's rough. I'm just going by gut.
And it's not like there's two comedies and you're saying, well, this comedy is better than this comedy. It's three completely different movies.
Yeah.
Wildly different movies.
Yeah, and it's not like we're even comparing a Tyler Perry
list that's wildly different, you know.
Right. Like, yeah. Right. And it's not like there's, we even have a Tyler Perry comedy. It's a drama. It is from all reports, a very serious dark drama.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's my bet. You know what? I'll consider myself lucky to get 20% next week.
I don't think in the history of this show, I don't think anyone's gotten a 0% yet.
Not yet. Mm-hmm. Not yet. It's bound to happen. It's statistics. It's going
to
happen.
I'm counting on mine to happen next week.
get it out of the way.
That's kind of what I'm expecting, is that next week I'm just going to do terribly, because I'm like, I can't think back to the, I tried because looking at it, I was like, maybe if I look at the box office for last year, but last
oh
year
I tried
like,
that. See, you're getting
yeah,
into the problem
year was
that I had.
Step It Up and Michael Jackson dying and like freaking. There's nothing to go on.
No.
A Christmas Carol was number one last year at this time. I was like, what do you do with that?
Yeah. And then, you know, you've got the World Series is over, so you don't have that. It's the first weekend in November, so people are starting to gear up for the holiday shopping season, and you get all kinds of variables. Not that any of that matters.
You picked a fine time to start this podcast. Instead of like
trial by fire,
slow. You're like bam,
jump in right
into it.
Yeah, and then
if
I saw
started, if we had
Oscar season, do it now.
If we'd started in February, that probably would have been better.
Maybe
when all the bad movies come out.
Yeah, because
get our feet under us and, you know, understand where things are coming from. But no.
I never do things the easy way. If you learn nothing from me,
you do post a podcast with David in it. So
this is true. And
that's rough, buddy.
And I chose him. I knew he became available and said, "Hey, you want to come podcast with me?" In hindsight, that was an interesting choice. This week is going to be... I think we could have wildly different scores this next week. I think it's possible that we could see maybe the first 100%, maybe an 80, and maybe a 0.
I think we picked completely different lists, if I recall correctly.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. I learned my lesson about picking the same things as Tony last week. I've learned my lesson.
That's fair.
I was doing so well when I was picking opposite you, and then I just threw that all away last week.
I dragged you down. Yeah, this week I'm playing more on gut because it's going to be hard. It was hard to do too much research on figuring things out based on much else. There's not really any precedent for a Robert Downey Jr.'s Zach Galifianakis comedy?
Buddy film, yeah.
Yeah, buddy film? There's not a whole lot of precedent there. Maybe cross-referencing The Hangover with Iron Man 2? Sorta?
Maybe we should divided go back and look at the box office numbers from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Well, yeah, divided by Planes, Trains, and Automobiles equals due date.
I'm going to do that math just to see how close.
Plus, and then you have to do a differential on Knocked Up because it's about having a baby
there too for.
Well, and Tina Fey was in Knocked Up.
Wow,
it's all coming together now.
It's all coming. Wait a minute, Tina Fey was in Knocked Up. She was in Baby Mama,
wasn't she? Oh, yeah, that's fine.
You're thinking Baby Mama.
I am. Thank you for catching that.
Not a problem. That was actually kind of... There were some funny parts in the movie.
I never actually saw it. I just recall the trailers.
Julie rented it or recorded it or something and watched it. And I was like... I was kind of in and out and then just sat down and started watching it. It's like, this is interesting enough for me to stop whatever I'm doing and continue watching from here.
Be interesting to see. Come back next week and see how we ended up doing.
Yeah, this one, I'm not staking anything on this one.
No. I wouldn't place any bets on.
Though that would be interesting if we had some kind of competition.
That's
some
not a
stakes.
Bad idea. That's not a bad idea at all. We should think of what...
That is a terrible idea.
No, that's a good idea.
And that wouldn't be copying off of any other podcast that other people on this podcast are involved in.
No. I've never heard of such a thing. Not any podcast I listen to. Weekly.
Truth.
We haven't really put down any prizes yet.
No, but in the episode I listened to today, you talked about stakes.
Well, yeah, that's for the way of the game SmackDown,
right?
So
exactly.
But we get, you know, I gotta say, I'm talking to two of my listeners, and I haven't gotten any feedback yet on.
I've been a little busy at work.
I haven't signed up for Blood Bowl League Season 4 either, so I'm behind on all my necessary work I should be doing.
Excuses.
No, I will tell you, and I'll tell you on this podcast, and make sure it stays in this recording, I have been listening to Way of the Game. I have not gone back and listened to old episodes yet, but I've been listening to like the last three, and it is quickly becoming one that I listen to as soon as I get.
Yeah.
Mostly, and I'll tell you, it's mostly because now that I have the Xbox 360 and I don't have a lot of disposable income or time, I have to be very stingy about what I get. And it's more for time than anything else, because I just got it in June. So I have a couple of years worth of brand new content, you know, that I can go in and buy it used for $20, but to me it's brand new.
Yeah.
So to have a resource that I can go to and get reviews that are very consistent, that are always from the same voices, that are from people that I can catch on Twitter and say, "Hey, what did you think of game XYZ?" And knowing, you know, and know that I will get a response, that's valuable. And that's a great reason that, I mean, that's the reason I've been listening and keep coming back, because I'm hearing about games that I've heard about but don't really have time to research, and just don't even, you know, I don't make the time to research them, so I don't know what's about them. So to have you guys tell me, this is a good game, this is why I like it, you know, these are the things I like about it, I learn enough about the game to know, is it a game worth playing? And two, does it fit the style of play that I like? Mm-hmm. Because if you say, you know, if somebody says, "Oh, it's a great first-person shooter," and blah blah blah, I know, yeah, I'm probably not going to get that. I'm not wired for first-person shooters. I don't do well at them, and I enjoy them in a group setting, you know, multiplayer, kill each other kind of thing. But that's more, you know, busting each other's balls, killing each other. Okay. Beyond that, I'm not really interested. I'm not interested in playing the missions because I'm no good at them. Now, something that I think it was Alex was saying in this last episode was he was talking about the baseball. Was it Alex that was talking about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounded like a lot of fun. Some of the stuff he was talking about with that sounds really cool. And it might be one I put on my Christmas list because of it.
Yeah, I picked it up on the Steam sale because it was like $2 on the Steam sale, and I'm like, I don't know if I want to play this on the PC, but it's like, A, it's $2, and B, Alex really enjoyed it, so it's like, yeah, hey, you know, at least it's a good demo.
Right.
Alex has gotten me into a lot of games over the past year, so we have pretty similar taste of turn-based strategy games. Mm.
I need to play more turn-based strategy.
And Tony, if you want to listen to any of the back catalog of the game, just listen to the one I'm on, and I think you should be good.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize you were on one. I'll have to seek that out.
Only for about a minute. it was the best of 2009 episode.
I was on that one, too.
Yep. Oh, that's right. You were.
Yep.
Did you ever go listen to yourself on it?
No. I get to the point where I hear my voice a lot.
I would say probably skip the first 5 to 10 episodes. There may be some good stuff in there, but especially the first 2 or 3, we had no idea what we were doing, and it sounds terrible.
There was some rough audio quality those first couple.
That's true of most podcasts.
Should we put a bow on this?
Yeah, let's call this one done.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
All right, see ya. Let's see how this all works out.
Oh, I can't wait to see.